Welcome to Bible Chapter Every Day. I'm Matthew. Our chapter today is Amos 1. Let's go to God in prayer.
Heavenly Father, please help us to be just, to treat other people right. We look around, we see so much injustice in the world. We want you to judge, we want you to act and take care of these problems, but we also need your mercy on us. Forgiveness for how we have treated other people in the past. Help us to treat people around us properly. We pray this through Jesus. Amen.
Amos 1. The words of Amos, who is among the shepherds from Tekoa, which he saw concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah, the king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Jehoash, 2 years before the earthquake. And he said, Yahweh roars from Zion, and he utters his voice from Jerusalem. The pastures of the shepherds wither, and the top of Carmel dries up. Thus says Yahweh, For 3 transgressions of Damascus, and for 4 I will not revoke the punishment, because they threshed Gilead with threshing sledges of iron. So I will send fire against Haziel's house, and it will consume the citadel fortresses of Ben-Hadad. I will break the gate bars of Damascus, and I will cut off the inhabitants from the valley of Avon, and the one who takes hold of the scepter of Beth-Eden and the people of Aram will go into exile to Kir, says Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh, For 3 transgressions of Gaza, and for 4 I will not revoke the punishment, because they exiled a whole community, handing them over to Edom. So I will send a fire against the wall of Gaza, and it will devour its citadel fortresses. And I will cut off the inhabitants from Ashdod, and the one who takes hold of the scepter of Ashkelon. I will also turn my hand against Ekron, and the remnant of the Philistines will perish, says the Lord Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh, For 3 transgressions of Tyre, and for 4 I will not revoke the punishment, because they delivered up a whole community to Edom, and they did not remember the covenant of brotherhood. So I will send a fire against the wall of Tyre, and it will devour its citadel fortresses. Thus says Yahweh, For 3 transgressions of Edom, and for 4 I will not revoke the punishment, because he pursued his brother with the sword. He stifled his compassion and his anger, tore them apart continually, and he kept his rage forever. So I will send a fire against Teman, and it will devour the citadel fortresses of Bozrah. Thus says Yahweh, For 3 transgressions of Ammon, and for 4 I will not revoke the punishment, because they ripped open the pregnant women of Gilead in order to enlarge their territory. So I will kindle a fire against the wall of Rabbah, and it will devour its citadel fortresses with a war cry on the day of battle, with a storm on the day of the violent tempest. And their king will go into exile, he and his commanders together, says Yahweh. Well, that's the reading. Let's dig in. These minor prophet books come at us quickly, since they're short. They are not in chronological order. Amos seems to be the first of them to be written. Amos was from Tekoa, which was in the southern kingdom of Judah, but his prophecy is to the northern kingdom of Israel. It was given perhaps 40 years before the northern kingdom was taken captive by Assyria. After a brief introduction of Amos, the book starts with a roar. Yahweh roaring, specifically. The roar of a lion who is about to pounce on his prey. And when he roars, it causes all of the grass to wither. That is how powerful he is. And then the judgments start, and he lists several cities nearby which represent the nations that those cities are in. Damascus is the first, which was the capital of Aram, which is north and east of Israel. He uses this phrase, for 3 transgressions and for 4. The idea being that it was bad with 3, and then they made it even worse. So it's really bad. But he actually only mentions one sin specifically for each of these. For Damascus, or Aram, they threshed Gilead with iron sledges. Threshing was the idea of driving a threshing sledge over the grain to separate it. And I assume that's a poetic way of saying that they were very violent in how they handled things in Gilead. Aram fought with Israel quite a bit, but this seems to be saying that they were very violent and rough in how they dealt with people they defeated. And so they are going to be destroyed. Then we move to Gaza, which is south and west of Israel. It was one of the main cities of the Philistines. Each time he uses this phrase, for three transgressions and for four. Specifically for the Philistines, the issue is how they were taking away whole communities as slaves. So they were attacking a city, taking all of the inhabitants as slaves, and selling them to make money. And Yahweh is not pleased. He mentions a couple of other major cities in Philistia as well, Ashdod and Ashkelon. Then Tyre. Tyre was west of Israel, somewhat north as well. He says they didn't remember the covenant of brotherhood, and instead they also sold a community into slavery. Tyre was known as a major trader of all goods, and in the days of Solomon they had a very good relationship with Israel. But apparently they put money ahead of their agreement and relationship, and they sold people into slavery. And then Edom. They were south of Israel. They kept their anger and kept fighting against their brother. Jacob and Esau were brothers. Jacob was named Israel, and Esau became the nation of Edom. But they didn't get along well. And he says Edom kept that anger and kept pursuing their brother. And then Ammon. Ammon was east of Israel. He mentions what they did in Gilead, which was the territory nearest them, just to get some more territory. They were very violent in the war. And so they too will be taken away. And that's it for this chapter, although the three and four transgressions will continue into the next chapter. And now for a deeper dive. These nations were pagan nations. They didn't know Yahweh, really. But God is holding them to a standard of decency. They knew they should not do these things, and yet they did them. For money, or territory, or a grudge. We have the saying that all is fair in love and war, but God is saying it's not. This violence was wrong and will be judged. When I hear about the wars going on in the world today, I naturally want justice. These crimes against people deserve punishment. And things that happen right here in the country where I live in the United States also grieve me. Some things that perhaps need to be done, but are being done in the wrong way. And I believe that God will judge today. I don't need to take matters into my own hands. In fact, if I tried, I would probably be excessive myself. And of course, the point here is that we look at ourselves. That's where Amos is going with this. We see other people being unjust and we cry out for judgment. But how are we treating people? Do we care more about people or money? If doing the right thing will cost me money, what am I going to do? If I can make more money at the expense of someone else, will I do it? Scripture quotations are from the Lexham English Bible. Copyright 2012, Logos Bible Software. Lexham is a registered trademark of Logos Bible Software.